from the Johnson Space Center in Clear Lake to the Air Force Space Surveillance System Master Transmitter near Olney. If it's above, on, or below Texas, it's on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your mission director, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle and leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, from canceling Dilbert to firing University of North Texas math professors, woke culture is an abuse of everything that underpins freedom. Now Texas school board members are being trained, and indirectly at your expense, to support, hide, and defend woke brainwashing in our public schools. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing affordable turnkey drug and alcohol testing programs for businesses and institutions and truckers. They're your best friend, you fleet owners as well, in dealing with your DOT regs and testing. Reach the best in compliance at AlliedCompliance.com. We've got an anti-wimp update today. More polling out, big polls showing Republican leads growing across Texas. And Governor Abbott opens a new chapter in border-related playbook, going after the cartels. Listen to the program, Pratt on Texas, anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at prattontexas.com, and it's free of charge. And, of course, it's available on all the major podcasting platforms out there, whether it's Amazon, Apple, Google, Deezer. Oh, there's so many, I can't remember them all. We're there. Listen, many other people do. As always, my friends, it's a great day to be a Texan. The big Texas Medical Center in Houston is securing a new 500-acre site. Of course, the medical center established in 1945. It's the largest in the world, home to 61 member institutions serving a combined 10 million patients per year. They are now building a 500-acre biomanufacturing and medical supplies distribution center, which they claim will add 100,000 jobs to Houston. And part of this is all from the big supply chain problems during the COVID stuff and depending on the Chinese. And so they're going to be bringing in all kinds of manufacturers and distributors so that things are close by, and not a bad idea. Abilene's EDC, the Development Corporation of Abilene's, written its fourth largest project in 33 years. It's exciting sounding. The problem is, what it appears to be, is another one of these deals where you give a big company money to do what they're already doing. That's right, for Bridgestone Bandag there. And apparently, the way I read it, all they've got to do is retain the 179 jobs they already create for this $66 million. $60 million, it says, in the expansion project. I think they're getting 10% of that from the Development Corporation of Abilene. So paying them, I guess, to stay there and not close up. This stuff has just gone too far. We've got an anti-wimp update, my friends, out of Lubbock. Here it is. Lubbock police were called to a building in the 1500 block of 50th Street about 11 o'clock last night, Wednesday the 21st, following reports of shots fired. The initial police investigation alleges that 27-year-old Joe Anthony Flores attempted to burglarize a building and at some point was approached by the owner of the building or business, leading to a physical altercation. The victim at some point used a firearm. The victim of the burglary used a firearm to shoot the burglar. Upon arrival, police located 27-year-old Joe Anthony Flores with serious injuries, who was then transported to Covenant Medical Center, where he was later pronounced to have begun the eternal dirt nap. Don't want to get shot? Don't try to steal somebody else's property. Don't be violent with them either, getting in an altercation. We say all the best, all the better for Lubbock, and all the better for Texas. And continuing in our headline stack, a Harris County District Judge lowered a capital murder bond to $9,000, meaning he could get out on $900. But Fox 26 in Houston has begun a series on this so-called bail reform in Houston, where all these leftist Democrat judges are letting violent criminals out on the streets. And this involves 30-year-old Eric Todd Simeon and three others charged in capital murder. Okay, so they killed two people, put a gun to a young mother with a two-month-old, and they put a gun to her head. Let's see, Andy Kahn with Crime Stoppers pointed out in the Fox 26 piece. And businessman and columnist Bill King said capital murder is one of the clear exceptions in Texas law where you can completely deny bond. Well, this guy in 2017, Simeon, walked out of jail after posting a bond of $150,000. According to court records, though, he repeatedly violated the conditions of that bond and was back in jail 4 months later. So you already have a record for the court here. They reinstate the bond. They lower the bond to 50 grand. This guy, Khan with Crime Stopper, said normally when you get your bond revoked, what happens? They raise the amount, but this one went dramatically down. Well, out on the $50,000 bond for capital murder, Simeon is convicted of evading arrest and spends 60 days in jail. His bond is once again revoked. Then 180th Criminal District Court Judge Deshaun Jones, a Democrat, lowers Simeon's bond for the capital murder to just $9,000. King said, I've never heard of such a thing. I've never in my life seen a bond that low for capital murder. Said Khan with the Crime Stoppers, I've never seen a bond that low for murder, period. A $9,000 bond, you pay the bondsman $900, said King. So for $900, he was able to get out and is roaming around the city of Houston right now. This is what we see with Democrats and their bail reform friends. Midland County Sheriff's deputy's been fired after investigation of a use of force incident. They fired Deputy Juan Alcaraz. Also, Harris County Precinct 5 Chief Constable, was arrested along with others in an undercover prostitution operation. Chief Deputy Brian Harris was charged with soliciting prostitution. He's currently in the Montgomery County Jail. He was a veteran homicide detective in the Houston PD before retiring, then going over being a deputy, chief deputy, in Harris County Precinct 5 Constable's Office. He has over 26 years of experience in law enforcement. Now he's getting to experience the other side of the bars, my friends. University of Texas reports overall enrollment and four-year graduation rates. They're up to 52,400 undergraduate and graduate students. And the whole story in the Statesman is about, it's all the click the box for, they're all so proud. It's all about how they've got more people in there who are all these little define you by your race and ethnicity things. You know, the opposite of an actual society that isn't racist. Houston Baptist University's finally pulled the trigger on changing their name. They're dropping Baptist, and they're going to go by Houston Christian University. I'm sorry, a name change is not going to make that much of a difference. It's your reputation around there that makes a difference. They're doing this, they say, to continue growing. It's interesting, some of the interviews. Some students thought it was silly. Some thought it was good. Some thought, well, it says Baptist, but I'm not Baptist, so it's exclusionary. Well, you enrolled, so don't give me that. What a bunch of bull. Never, I'm always surprised at people like that who think just changing like one name in their name. There's a case for name changes at times to say what you do more clearly, but in this case, it's utterly silly. Back in a moment, my friends.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
We're back with more Pratt on Texas. Join the Pratt on Texas Listener Club at PrattOnTexas.com. Just like the show, it's free. Now, here's Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, my friends. I love it when Cockburn at the Spectator World gets something going because he writes so well. The headline, Associated Press, the AP, the Associated Propagandist, conveniently forgets to mention that politician accused of murder is a Democrat. Cochran says he's partial to a murder mystery, but in some cases it seems the mainstream media are going out of their way to hide relevant facts. You think? I pick this up often in the Texas media. The AP, for example, serves the important function of scribbling up neutral versions of smaller local stories and syndicating them nation and worldwide. It's intriguing, therefore, that when the wire service reported on the trial of the Clark County, that's Nevada, in Las Vegas, the Clark County Public Administrator Robert Thagus allegedly killing a Las Vegas investigative journalist, they conveniently forgot to mention he's a Democrat. Cockburn said he's sure the AP made an honest mistake. Like every yuppie, he's found himself on his fair share of crime scenes. Getting a sense of things is generally pretty easy. Colonel Mustard with the dagger in the library, but if Mustard's the head of the U.S. Air Force, that's probably a biographical detail worth mentioning, right? Instead, AP's coverage, which amounted to over 900 words, simply referred to Tejas as a local elected official. Cockburn wonders what else the wire has forgotten to mention. And, you know, he's charged with lethally stabbing the Jeff German, a big investigative reporter at the Las Vegas Review-Journal, who was writing pieces about this guy's alleged corruption. So, following public backlash over the AP's omission, changes were later made to the article, but without an editor's note. And, of course, the story's already been printed in all the first run. Most people aren't going to carry any new version of it. It's just, Cockburn thinks the AP journalists need to have their bleeps dragged back to J school if they've forgotten the five most important questions that any hack can ask: who, what, when, where, and why. Well, we see this every day, and it's just so frustrating. So very, very frustrating. I want to move over to our Lone Star story of the day now. And how did I phrase it at the top of the show? I think I said from canceling Dilbert cartoons to firing University of North Texas math professors, woke culture is an abuse of everything that underpins freedom. And now Texas school board members are off to a big conference, most being trained at your expense, by the way, through the organizations. And if they're going, most all of the schools pay their expenses for these things. So you're paying for them to be trained to support, hide, and defend woke brainwashing in our public schools. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by our great friends at Allied Compliance Services, AlliedCompliance.com. So let's start with this headline, and it's one that I'm go out of my way to read every day. I go directly to the Dilbert website to look at it. But comic strip Dilbert canceled by nearly 80 newspapers. His series adopts more anti-woke jokes, and they're hilarious. And they're done kindly, too. I mean, it's not, I don't know. Scott Adams is just extraordinarily clever, and they're very, very good. But see, the left has no sense of humor, and no opposition, even in humor, can be brooked if you're on the left. That's the problem. That's why it is inherently anti-freedom, no matter what kind of words they use to claim that they're standing up for people and their freedom. It's just the opposite of that. So Eric Linderman, American Greatness, says that Scott Adams, author of the hit comic strip series Dilbert, recently confirmed the comic strip had been removed from 77 different newspapers. Although the exact reason is unconfirmed, that's just like me, they won't say. As reported by the Post-Millennial, Adams said the strip's no longer being circulated by Lee Enterprises, a newspaper company that owns nearly 100 papers. Adams has been the author and illustrator of Dilbert, of course, since 1989. Adams said in an interview, it was part of a larger overhaul, I believe, of comics, but why they decided what was in and what was out, that's not known to anybody except them, I guess. He noted other comic strips besides his own had been canceled by the same company, and that decision to cancel these other comics were made individually. But what we've seen is Dilbert recently has had an introduction of a new character named Dave. He's a black man who is clearly, I mean, he doesn't write this stuff in a mean way. This man is smart, and he's clearly playing with all these idiots that buy into this stuff because he identifies as white. he was hired to fulfill the company's fictional environmental, social, and corporate governance quotas, the ESG quotas. All the wokeness and anything that permeated from ESG, so that stuff made its way into the business world, and then it became proper content for Dilbert, Adams said. The problem is that people see that even though it's a workplace-related, but it's more about how they implement it. So this chain canceled the Dilbert, which is still extraordinarily popular, it's been great. It's been great constantly on this subject. Well, don't think it's limited to places like that. The Air Force Academy tells cadets to be gender inclusive by avoiding using the term mom and dad. No kidding. Big piece at Just the News today. The Air Force Academy has reportedly told cadets in diversity and inclusion training, that's right, they're putting them through it, to use words that include all genders, that's a quote, include all genders, and refrain from using terms such as mom and dad, because that might hurt some people's feelings. Use words that include all genders, folks or y'all instead of guys, partner versus boyfriend or girlfriend. Cadets were told in the Academy's Diversity and Inclusion What It Is, Why We Care, and What We Do presentation. The Academy, of course, based in Colorado Springs, told cadets to avoid using language such as colorblind or I don't see color or we're all just people. See, remember, it's like the Black Lives Matter. You know, you couldn't say all lives matter or you were hammered out. Other words to avoid are N, R, and F words. That's a quote. Academy offers a cadet wing diversity and inclusion program, and graduates wear a purple rope to identify themselves as diversity representative. I kid you not. That's at our Air Force Academy, where we're supposed to be teaching people to kill people and break things. War. Florida GOP Rep. Mike Waltz, a Green Beret, said he finds alarming parallels between the insignia that diversity and equity officers at the Air Force program wear and the armbands worn by political commissars in the Soviet Army and Chinese Communist military. Yeah, pretty much. This stuff is awful, just awful. Now, there's a story we've been covering here on the show since it originally came about. George Leaf, writing at National Review today, points it out, but he's just talking about a press release that was released back in 2019 at University of North Texas. Nathaniel Hires, a math professor, he was harassed like hell and then eventually gotten rid of because he wrote a joke about this so-called idea of microaggressions on the chalkboard, not even in front of his students, in the faculty lounge, just where you're amongst other people that are supposed to be dedicated to free expression, right? But poking fun at leftist obsessions is disallowed. Well, the Alliance Defending Freedom has put out a press release, Dateline Sherman, Texas, in a victory for free speech on public university campuses. The University of North Texas has agreed to pay $165,000 in damages and attorney's fees for violating a math professor's First Amendment rights when it fired him for writing a joke criticizing microaggressions on a chalkboard in the teacher's lounge. ADF attorneys represented Hires in his lawsuit against the university after discovering flyers in the math department's faculty lounge about, quote, microaggressions, end quote. Hires jokingly wrote on the chalkboard, quote, please don't leave garbage lying around, end quote, with an arrow pointing to the flyers. The following week, the head of the department fired Hires by canceling his contract to teach in the spring, admitted that he fired Hires because he criticized the flyers and didn't express, quote, honest regret, end quotes, about his actions. Now, folks, this is a public institution funded by us. And yes, this is a big victory, but in a way it's not, because none of these university people suffer the consequences. In fact, you and I are going to pay the award because UNT is funded by taxpayers. Now, what in the world are you legislators going to do about this when the governor won't replace these regents? It's a bad situation.
More Texas political and news analysis without a management muzzle in a moment.
Do you think going to the dentist for a lot of work can be fun? How about if it cost you much less and as part of the deal, you got a wonderful vacation in one of the world's most desired locations? Costa Rica is world-renowned for dentistry and its dental laboratories, and our dentist, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga of DentoCare, provides the kind of expert, personalized service you would think only the super wealthy would get. I'm not kidding about that. Costa Rica is also one of the most desirable countries to visit in summer or winter, and you'll even be near Texas Tech's new campus when with Dr. Zuniga. Many Pride on Texas listeners have made the trip a few more than once and have said it was one of the best decisions they've made. Learn more about our dentist and friend, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and DentoCare, by clicking the banner at prideontexas.com. Go to prideontexas.com and click on the DentoCare banner. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Welcome, Texans, and those who wish you were. It's time for more Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your king of the Texas commentariat, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. So I've gone over our Lone Star story today about how woke culture is it's an enemy to the very underpinnings of freedom. And I've given you three examples. A bunch of newspapers can't take that very cleverly and in a very soft and fun manner that the Dilbert cartoon is making fun of wokeness now. Your own Air Force Academy, you know, where you think people that, I run into people all the time that, well, this isn't really going on. Your Air Force Academy's doing this stuff, indoctrinating and brainwashing, telling the cadets not to even use the terms mom and dad. And then I brought it around to this last story where a university in North Texas fired a math professor simply because he made a joke on, on the chalkboard inside the teacher's lounge. He wasn't even trying to indoctrinate students like all the leftists there do. And he's won the lawsuit, and we're going to pay him a lot of money, but that department chair and the president, you know, they keep losing lawsuits at UNT, but they don't lose their jobs. They don't have to personally pay. This has got to stop. The legislature needs to act. And too many people think it doesn't. Somebody who ought to know better recently at an event told somebody that's a friend of mine who does know, who's been on the inside, that Lubbock ISD has these diversity and inclusion type things going on just in a rather stealthy manner. Oh, well, they don't do that here. Well, they do. And even people in the know want to deny this stuff. Well, there's a great piece by Sidney Henry in the Scorecard today. Texas Education Conference hosts presentation on how to respond, quote unquote, to, quote, controversies in the classroom. Sidney writes, this weekend, thousands of Texas public school administrators and school board members will descend on San Antonio for their big party. Everybody goes out and has a good time and gets their way paid. It's the annual Texas Education Conference. They call it TexEd 22 to learn, among other topics, quote, how to respond to parent concerns over instructional issues, end quote. TexEd is hosted by Texas Association of School Administrators, TASA, and the Texas Association of School Boards, TASB, both taxpayer-funded lobbying groups for school officials that oppose school choice. Taxpayer-funded because they're funded by the dues that the districts pay them, which comes right out of your pocket. Their conference website boasts this is the largest convening of Texas public education decision makers. Controversies in the Classroom is a pre-conference session with a $50 registration fee on top of the general registration fee of $625 for non-TASB TASA members and $525 for members. If your school district sends the school board and superintendent and take, they can take advantage, you know, the low rate, $425, if they send them all. According to the program, school attorneys will teach attendees controversy in the classroom strategies for responding to challenges to instructional resources to complaints about social studies curriculum categorized as critical race theory, which, of course, remains in the classroom despite many claims otherwise. Workshop attendees are also warned that, quote, dissatisfied parents may look to homeschooling or vouchers if their concerns aren't addressed. The workshop will discuss the impact of privatization of education. Other workshops address the management of current school controversies, such as explicit books in children's libraries, critical race theory in classrooms, and social-emotional learning, SEL, which is more of this Marxist crap. A presentation by Victoria ISD Superintendent Quentin Shepherd, quote, will discuss the barriers of implementing SEL frameworks, end quote. Notably, Victoria ISD is the one that came under fire from local parents, causing their deputy superintendent, Michael Kurt, to resign after only 2 weeks. He was the failure that they hired from Wichita Falls. Additionally, one sponsor of the TexEd 22 conference is Panorama Education, an education technology company that partners with schools and districts to support student literacy and social-emotional learning. That's the SEL bunch of Marxism folks. And that firm collects student data for district use. Panorama Education was co-founded by Alexander Tanner, the son-in-law of U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. You know, he's the guy that created the task force to investigate parents for simply showing up at school board meetings and expressing dissatisfaction. Workshops are available on topics ranging from equitable student outcomes to homosexual, or they say LGBT, issues, bonds, and Public Information Act. Quote, transgender students in Texas schools, what you need to know, end quotes, a workshop that will be presented by the American Civil Liberties Union and host transgender, non-binary, and gender-diverse students to share their experiences in Texas public schools and challenges they face in areas such as names and pronouns, bullying, access to restrooms, sports, and dress codes. By the way, I don't know of a single school that's ever denied access to the restrooms to anybody like that. They just don't want the boys going in the girls and the girls going in the boys. Another workshop is From Disruption to Engagement Through the Prosper ISD School Board Promise. That'll be from Prosper ISD. That district's in all kinds of trouble right now. I mean, the people doing that have been subject to parental ire this past month after covering up sex abuse scandal involving a school bus driver and two young girls who were 5 and 7 at the time. Nevertheless, the workshop claims Prosper ISD trustees found themselves in disbelief about the level of disruption at school board meetings and ongoing attacks on social media regarding the district's work. In other words, they're having seminars because they don't like the fact that you're standing up to this stuff. Attendees can learn how the board, along with the superintendent, key leadership, committed to reconnecting with the community. That sounds all good, except that if you've seen what's actually happened, there's no reconnecting. They're trying to demonize anybody that's pointed out the bad behavior they've been a part of. So that's the big conference. And if you'll note, many of the seminars are about implementing and hiding and explaining away this woke communist stuff in our public schools right here in Texas. And it's utterly shocking to me that people who ought to know better still continue to believe that this stuff doesn't exist in one form or another. I was rather shocked when somebody who's conservative and who ought to know better was telling someone else Lubbock ISD doesn't have this and didn't even bother to realize that the same group that taught this CRT to Lubbock were forced, Lubbock command staff of the Lubbock Police Department were forced to take this stuff in Lubbock. That's right, previous administration. And that group, if you go look them up, has all kinds of pictures and talks about the work they're doing for LISD and pictures of them at LISD events and everything else on their social media. It's just interesting. And I certainly human nature is involved in this. People don't want to think it's in their backyard. But I don't understand at this point why any of you don't understand that these large organizations have been completely infiltrated, if not being directed and run by. Sometimes that's not the case. For example, I mentioned Lubbock ISD. I don't think its school board is particularly advocating these kind of things. What I do know is that they don't really know what is going on that the full-time liberals that run these organizations have put in place, and that they get, they're often ill-informed of it. We see this constantly where these things come up and they, well, we didn't know. Well, you ought to have known. This isn't a new issue, and you're not doing your duty by not finding out these things. And in fact, a group from that school district recently went to a concerned organization and gave a dog and pony show, basically saying, well, we don't do any of these things there. And the fact of the matter is they do. And what's more important, all of your districts just about do, because what it is it's under the learning standards now, there has to be all these reading materials, and that's where it's hidden. It's all these reading materials that, of course, they subscribe to and have the rights to through these leftist education groups nationwide and publishers, where tons of this stuff is hidden. So it is indeed there, whether the teacher is actually up there espousing it. The stuff they have to read as supplemental material is full of it. That doesn't mean the textbook, but the supplemental material, as it's been explained to me by people deeply in the know. So, you know, folks, one thing you got to understand, wokeism is not freedom. It's the opposite of it. And if you care about your country, you've got to put a stop to this stuff. Back in a moment with more Pride on Texas.
Patience is a virtue. Pride on Texas continues after this.
You are lucky. You know that? Every Thursday through Saturday for lunch and dinner and Sunday for that perfect traditional after church lunch, you don't have to go far to enjoy homemade, fresh, mouth-watering fried chicken and chicken fried steak, fabulous veggies, served family style with yeast rolls and unbeatable homemade desserts. The catfish is fantastic too. Where? At Pratt's favorite, Bell's Chicken Dinner House at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene, of course. Visit Bell's Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
You gotta stop before they multiply. Gafford Pest Control.
Keep your family safe and clean. And remember, with Gafford, there are no contracts locking you in. It's Gafford's service that will keep you coming back. Keep your family safe and clean with Gafford. Call Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292, or visit them online at gaffordpest.com.
Gafford Pest Control.
Farming has never been for the faint of heart, but you already know that. The faith and fortitude that brought you to the table will ensure you're here tomorrow. At Vista Bank, we can say that because we've served producers just like you for 109 years. Through the Dust Bowl, the Great Depression, two world wars, and the global pandemic. One of the region's few FSA preferred lenders, maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank, where people always come first.
Now, here's a man that carries his own traveling soapbox. Pratt on Texas continues.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. And a big gift to the Republican Party of Texas, the do-nothing Kamala Harris is going to get as close to the border as she's gotten by going to Austin for a big Texas Democratic Party fundraiser on October 8th. I agree with Texas GOP Chairman Matt Rinaldi, who tweeted, excellent news. Gilberto Hinojosa, that old bigot, the Democratic Party chair, said in a statement that Harris's visit demonstrates historically red Texas is still in play. Really? When and where has Kamala Harris shown that she even knows what's going on? I mean, how can somebody who's actually physically healthy be even less aware of what's going on in the country than her boss? And that's her. I mean, bad. By the way, Beto's out saying he's going to raise the salary for Texas teachers. I thought you Democrats were all about local control. I thought that was set by local school boards. And remember, everything the Republicans have done in the legislature, local control, this is supposed to be done locally. And you get all these fake groups that are really left-wing groups, like Raise Your Hand Texas, that Charles Butt from HEB is behind, that talk all this local control, but they don't seem to want it. I mean, they're all out calling for all kinds of things to be mandated from Austin. He doesn't have the power to raise teacher salaries, period. So y'all might as well just forget that little empty promise. There's another big set of polls that are out, and it's not good news for Democrats. It matches exactly what I was talking about at the end of last week. And then earlier this week where I said the Republican leads are now solidifying and growing across the state, And that's what we should expect to see. Our old friend David Guenther, who for years was my man in Austin, he was with the Texas Public Policy Foundation, pointed out on the Facebook, and when I put the teaser of the day's show up, I guess that was September 14th, where I had talked about there that there were two new polls out, and our friend David responded on there, said, if Abbott's up 5 at the end of August, he wins November 8 to 10. And I told, and I replied, I said, that's essentially what I said on the show, and that's what's happening, and we're seeing it. The new big poll from Siena College Research Institute, and it's a big poll. It's a phone poll. It wasn't an online poll. They show Governor Abbott 50, O'Rourke 43. Remember, you don't need 50%. You just got to be the top vote getter. So that is 7 points. It'll be higher, I think. Patrick 49, and he's got, in this poll, a much bigger lead over the unlikable Collier. The Democrats have put up 49 to 40. Attorney General Ken Paxton 47, Garza 42. That's where we've seen his lead continue to stretch out. Interesting things. It goes back to what I told you about O'Rourke before he got in the race and when he was running for president, when he ran for Senate, but especially when the rumors were going on about him getting in the governor's race. I pointed out his fundamental electoral problem is that he has a built-in dislike, a disfavorability rating. And Siena highlights this in their piece today. Abbott has a 47 to 46% favorability rating, while O'Rourke has a negative 39 to 52% favorability rating. And this is his problem. Some people don't want to hear it. I tried to explain it to some people that kind of like Democrats. I said, you guys never going to win. Oh, but he's got all this energy and blah. Well, no. They pointed out, interestingly, in this poll that a majority of voters in their poll opposed the Supreme Court's decision to let the people have the say over abortion. So nearly two-thirds oppose current Texas law. I don't think that's right, but think about that. It also shows a majority, 52 to 40, are in favor of busing migrants to New York and Chicago and places. But in the odds and ends, they say 71% say the country's headed in the wrong direction. This is just terrible for Democrats. They opposed pretty big majority, 54 to 41%, Biden's deal of buying the votes of people by paying off the student loans. And it says, and by the way, ignore these polls when they say like 63% of voters support having instruction on history of ethnic and racial discrimination in public schools. These are misleading questions. They mischaracterize what's going on about getting rid of CRT and things. There are none of the programs, none of the bills passed, none of this stuff on the right says you can't talk about our real history. We're talking about where they flip it around and demonize everybody. Don't teach history, but propagandize Marxism. Lots of people want some more gun control. What I point out is in this poll is that generally, I think it again oversamples Democrats based on some of the other issues in it. And that's why we say that the margin will probably be a tick or two higher for Republicans statewide if Republicans get out and vote. That, in fact, the Houston Chronicle's headline on that poll today, I was actually looking from the actual press release of the pollsters, but the Chronicle's headline I put down because it says it all. Abbott lead over O'Rourke widens as voters focus on immigration over abortion. Pretty much. There's a big piece in the Chronicle about Democrats and GOP race to recruit disengaged young voters as midterms approach. If you read the whole story, though, it's all Democrats. And I'm sorry, I know that Common Cause was founded by a Republican, but it's a left-leaning organization. And all these Next Gen America and these other groups are run by Marxists and leftists, and they're on the college campuses, and they're doing all these giant voter registration events. And O'Rourke, by the way, has begun a college tour now. He's out at where people don't vote. Folks, most votes are cast by people 65 or over. The biggest cohort, you got to really get 55 to 65 or 64 and 65 to 74. That's where most votes are cast. So you got to shore that up first. There is a big headline. Abbott's going after the cartels. He's ordering the dismantling of Mexican cartel, labeling terrorist organizations. He's written a letter to the White House telling them that they need to, and he's written them before, I think last April, and they never responded. In April of 2021, to the president and vice president requesting the designation of these cartels as terrorist organizations, particularly Sinaloa and Jalisco New Generation cartels. And he's leaning on the White House again. He's now opening a new chapter in the Operation Lone Star, which frankly I think should have been the first chapter. Remember, we spent about $4 billion doing nothing. Yeah, they're arresting a lot of people. Even that's now got problems in court because they're only arresting males and not females for the same crime. And they're going to lose on discrimination on that. You cannot enforce laws that way. I mentioned that, I think, yesterday or the day before. And they have lost a big round in court. A lot of people's charges thrown out. The problem is we spent all the money on the guard and the DPS because it looks good. But the fact is Abbott said it would deter people from crossing, and it hasn't. We actually help them. We actually provide security, safety assistance, and help to these people, and then round them up and give them to the Border Patrol. We do not deport anybody, and we do not act as a physical barrier. So the first whole part of Operation Lone Star has been a failure. The only thing that's gotten traction is several years later now, this busing is getting a lot of political stuff. It is a stunt. I don't mean that in a negative. It is effective at getting, it's been proven effective at getting some political attention, but it's a tiny, even though it's very expensive, it's a tiny bit of the expenditure. I think what the governor's moving to now is where we should have been spending our money to begin with, because we have full control over criminal activity. And Abbott's going on about this rainbow fentanyl. They're sending the fentanyl, which would just kill you, over. It looks like M&Ms and Skittles and all that. And he's now telling the DPS and everybody, you've got to get out, and we're going to start hitting these cartels. Maybe, isn't that sort of what our state policing should have been doing to begin with, as we knew this was a problem? I just think we've had this thing all backwards from the beginning. The state can go after these criminal enterprises and the cartels on our side of the border almost unfettered by the federal government. That's what we should be focusing upon. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.